Welcome to Ian Butler's podcast. Today, I don't know what's going to happen, but it could be something crazy, could be something boring. I'll try my best to make it as good as I can. Yeah, so we'll try to get into this a little later, and we'll see what we can do. Just wait till this part. Wait till this part. Look at that. Top that. Yeah. Top that. Top that. Hey. Ooh. Top that. Top that. Top that. Top that. Stop that. Ooh. That's from the movie Teen Witch. Yeah. If you really want to find it and listen to it on your own time, look up Teen Witch. Top that. It's pretty clear. So, today, well, before this video, I had a little trouble with my cable management. So, I was trying to hook up everything, but then every time I tried to put something else up, something would turn off. I don't know if I've told you this before. I probably have, but let me tell you this. I'm running off of a phone and an RCA Galileo Pro. So, obviously, the quality is not going to be that good. So, just pace. Just wait. Okay. Eventually, I expect to try to upgrade some of my equipment. Get a little better stuff. Easier to run with, but, you know, it'll come, but today, some of the first news that we have is, today, some of the first news that we're gonna have is, like, basically about, like, little simple stuff, you know, like, we may start off with a little YouTube drama, may start off with a little bit of that. It's pretty interesting, who knows, we might do a little bit of that. We might talk about all different kinds of other stuff. Interesting things. You know, celebrity news. You know, the basic. You know, but on ENB, the podcast by ENB, you'll never know what's going to happen. Just tell your friends. Yeah, so let's talk about Crocs. Well, you know, a lot of people in school, like back, like, maybe like two, three years ago, people be making fun of Crocs, right? You know, they'd be like, oh, Crocs, boys go walks in the rain wearing Crocs. Ugly. Trash. And now it's coming back. It's coming back to haunt them. Because it feels like then that just makes you a super hypocrite if you're making fun of something, being rude about something, and they come to find out a couple of years, maybe a year from now, then you're wearing it. And you're like, oh, Crocs are in the Nike store, man. It's like, okay. You know, like, they got all these different kinds of things, all different kinds of styles. They got these little buttons that you put in Crocs. Actually, I'm wearing Crocs right now, you know. Don't judge me. I never hated on Crocs, you know. You know, I mean, depending on a joke, maybe I'd laugh at it, but other than that, I mean, I didn't really hate on it that much. You know, but this podcast, you never know what's going to happen. Well, let's not take too long to get into this. Oh, well, there's a lot of different things going on. You know, it's not anything crazy, you know. You know, let's talk about, for the first segment, let's just talk a little bit about Halloween. You know, that's a pretty big thing. You know, what are they talking about with Halloween? You know, there could be anything going on around here, you know. Like people are talking about Halloween movies and how there's not, like, you gotta go back, like, what's it called? Halloween Town? You know. You know, and you never know what you're gonna find. You know, people feel the need to start making. People are gonna end up start making different remakes of Halloween movies because they can't do anything else. You know, that's that. Halloween stuff is like interesting. So. Let's talk about the Michael Myers makes his return in the movie theater this weekend, and his fictional serial killer comes one of the most enduring genres of all time, Halloween. The 11th film in the horror franchise nabbed over $33.3 million on its opening day, Friday, and expected to bring in roughly $80 million domestically this weekend. You know, it's kind of a shame. You know, I feel like back then, like back when that movie, around the time that movie came out, they probably didn't try, like, they probably didn't make they probably didn't make it, like, for it to be played again. You know, I feel like what's going to happen is, like, they didn't play old movies that were before that in the movie theater. Not that now that I'm, when you think about it, you know, did that really happen? You know, did it happen, or is it just something different, interesting, stuff like that, you know? Well, I don't know if any of you guys know, but I'm a photographer. In my opinion, I consider myself a photographer. You know, so my Instagram is at ENB_33K. So the thing with that is, like, all, if you look through, I have a lot of pictures of plants and, like, a couple pictures of my dog. But, so, this photographer, he, like, liked my photos and stuff like that, you know. You know, I really, really, it was pretty exciting moment, but it's funny. It's like, what camera are you using? I'm not using any specific camera that you would probably know. The type of camera that I'm using is a phone camera. So just imagine what I could do with a normal big camera. You know, it's pretty interesting when you really think about it, because anything can necessarily happen. You know, it's funny how on the intro of every single thing that I do, I say, like, we don't know what's going to happen today, you know, we don't know. But it's kind of interesting, because it's like, in some way we do know, you know. We kind of do know what's going to happen today. You know. But here's another thing that's interesting. This is part of the YouTube drama. I'm just going to skim through different kinds of stuff. I'm not going in a specific order. I'm just talking about what comes to mind. And what I see on this. I set up a little. Before each podcast, I set up. When I'm setting up all the plugins and stuff. Because when I'm doing my other stuff, like editing and different stuff like that, I don't run with the same equipment. So I hook up different things when I'm doing that. So, you know, like, so when I have to hook up everything, when I'm done hooking up everything, then you gotta try to think about what else could happen. But there's this thing that me and my brother do. We sometimes joke around and we make diss tracks against each other. So, you know, I make music, but I don't make music and I don't give it away or anything like that. You know, I make music and then I just have it there. I don't, I'm not going to sell it. I'm not a rapper. I'm not going to say I'm a rapper. I'm not going to put myself out as a rapper. Like, as a joke, I say I'm Big Toe. You know, that's my rapper name, Big Toe. So you know, I made songs, you know, for fun. Like, I don't go around, like, just making different songs and trying to post them out everywhere. I kind of just do it for the fun of it. I don't really go take a whole week to make lyrics. You know, it kind of just happens. You know, yeah, I have this one song. It's called These Ties. I made the song in my brother's studio. So I did that, you know. Well, and then we're going to have Lil Trash Bag on this show eventually. There's my song. Let's hear it. You ready? Ooh. Hey. Hey. Yeah, I'll take it. Big toe, everybody sees. Hey, hey. Ooh, hey, hey, big toe.
That's it. Your boy BB.
That bit.
That's me. I feel so fresh and
clean. I don't mess around. Hear the sound.
Hey, ooh, when I walk around, everybody knows it's me. Listen up and you may see.
Feel lies. That's the name.
Feel.
These ties.
Clean and fresh. Listen up, JB, where's the
dress?
Nobody else.
JB's
knows the way.
My
but
brother.
I know the way that you see.
Little Trash Bag. He's gonna be on the show later.
Nobody.
Well, you get the point. You get the point. You know, it's you know, it's pretty fire music. You know, no big deal. You know, it's not. It's fire, man. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of funny. I wasn't even trying to necessarily make... I wrote that song in, like, 3 seconds. Half of it. Like, you know how you have a sheet of paper. Just visualize this. I can't show you. This is the podcast. So you have a piece of paper, right? The piece of paper has everything, like, in a flat. Like, a little piece of paper, just flat. And then there's these, you know, just think of basic line paper. On paper, like one paragraph, right? Did that song sound like one paragraph to you? Let's see, it's like, that was, the whole song is like 2 minutes. So half of it was a freestyle, yet I'm still doing pretty good, you know? So, one of my good friends, DJ Swish 21, he's got like 47K on Instagram. It's a pretty big deal. He's a rapper. If you look at his bio, it says rapper, 14-year-old rapper. So, that's pretty interesting, you know. So I try to help him out as much as I can, but later on I want to have all different kinds of people on this podcast. Like, maybe the next week we might have Lil Trash Bag, we might have Lolo from the Trap, you know. We'll just interview them about different things in their life and different things that have happened. I probably said this every episode, but, you know, we'll have different segments talking about them. We'll have different segments about all different kinds of interesting things that might happen and may eventually happen. You know, we'll just talk about what they want to do, where they are right now. You know, you never know what interesting things you can find out by just having a little short conversation with somebody. But since this podcast is only about half an hour, it's kind of interesting. Because when you really think about it, it's really... Compared to some of these, like, 4-hour podcasts, I guess since they do that for a living, then that's what they do. So they have... Their whole day is spent on that. You know, I really do like what they do. You know, I really do respect how they're running the whole thing, you know. But it's pretty cool, in my opinion. It's pretty cool how they do everything and, like, what they're doing. And, how everything works and what how they run everything. You know, it's really interesting to find out. Really interesting to find out what their background is. But I want to have all different kinds of people on this podcast. You know, I'm running off of nothing special. You know, if you went through and did, went through all the equipment that I told you that I use, it really wouldn't be that much. So obviously everything's not going to be that great. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm proud of my whole setup. Yeah, I'm very proud of my whole setup, but it's just like, it's not anything crazy. That's what I'm trying to explain. You know, anything could necessarily happen. You know, we could find out something sad, interesting, funny, all different kinds of things. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited and nervous for my first real interview. You know, like, I've been doing this for a while, but I haven't had a full-on interview yet. So that's something that I do want to get done. I do want to try to do. But one of my friends wanted me to fix a pair of their headphones. You know. You know, somebody wanted me to fix their headphones, right? So, I don't know if any of you guys know, but depending on what happens, so let's say like the end of the aux, imagine that if that snaps, so what you do, you'd have like the headphone, you'd have the whole line of headphones, you'd snip it, then while it's snipped, just take it open, and then you'd use like a real sharp knife, like a little X-Acto blade, just hold the blade, cut it, pull off the rubber, then there should be several, like, copper gold wires. You spin those, there should be a red and a blue. So then you'd spin the copper, you'd take the red and the blue, you'd slide them down. Then once the copper spun up, you'd have, like, a little, like, one of those little burners. Like, the pencil circle head burners. Yeah. Then you'd get some solder, and then while you have the solder, you just have the little plug. You sit it down, you'd have the solder put on it. Then as it's there, you just spin it, and then you hook it up. Then when it's plugged in, you know, but see, you saw all that I was explaining. It's not that easy, you know, but it's kind of funny the fact that then they expect you to buy it. Like, what? Why would I want to pay for it? You know, but eventually on, like, as I was saying earlier, but eventually on this podcast, I want to get all different kinds of interviews and all different kinds of people on it. So I'm going to try my best to make them as interesting as I can. I'm going to have the questions kind of, like, written out, put on something, then I'll ask it. Then each part, those episodes make up for 45 minutes. Just, I'd ask them a question. But then I want to make it as, like, I've seen a lot of these interviews where it just seems fake. You know, where it just seems like who came up with it? Did the person that's interviewing them make the questions? Or did they have somebody offstage make the questions for them? Because that can make a total difference in lots of different things. So the difference that there would be is the fact that I feel like it would flow better unless they're just like, okay, here's this paper. I have a paper, right? You hear that? So I have a paper. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, obviously, it's their profession, so they know what they're doing. So, I'd be like, so, how did you feel about this incident? And then it's kind of like, does that person really care about the incident? Or is it just the people? It's about rating. But with this, I'm probably going to have, like, one person watch. So, the ratings don't really matter very much. So, it's kind of interesting, the fact that all these different people have all different kinds of backgrounds, but you don't know exactly. So that's where it's like I'm not a reporter, so I don't have what they would call like reporter instinct or something like that. Like, let's show a little video of like, or a little recording of like, if we were to look up like the most awkward interview. you know, see, that it just pops up straight. So you're just in an interview, you're reading off of the paper that, like, I guess the producer or the director had. You know, if you were to look up, like, the most awkward interview ever, then there'd be so many different options. You know, then we'd go through, but we're not trying to get copyrighted or anything. So, you know, you never know what could happen. But just for the spook of it, let's try to... I want to make a... Maybe next Saturday. I want to make, like, a Halloween-themed episode. So we'll talk about spooky stories. We'll talk about all different kinds of Halloween stuff. You know. That's where I kind of want to get Lauren, Lolo from the Trap on here to... So when she's in it, we could have a little... That'll be a spooky episode. Because she watches a lot of little, like, creepy podcasts, different horror stories, different crime incidents. And then we'll talk about all different kinds of things. And then we'll look into them. And then we'll try to see what it's like. We'll try to get as much information, interesting, funny, I don't know, spooky, scary stuff going on. You know, but... You know, like, we'll tell different kinds of horror stories and stuff like that. So that'll just be a simple episode. But I want to add, like, a little spooky segment in here. Let's do that, you know. I don't know if you can't see, but I'm going to dim the lights in here. Yeah, I'm going to dim the lights. I'm going to play a little spookiness. You know, let's play a little spooky music. Let's get the spooky music on. You know, try to scare you a little bit. You know. Spooky segment. But, on that note, you know, like with different stuff, with different things that you try to take and you try to put together and try to make them as interesting as you can, like you listen to something and then you dramatize it. It's almost like you have to know how to make a movie to be something different. So, that's where it adds in on the fact that there's so many different things that you could do. Spooky music! Well, I had to leave for a couple minutes to get myself under control, but I think I'm going to shorten this episode. I'm going to end it right now. I'm going to end it. So I just hope you guys have a good time. You know, I hope you have a good... Hope you have a good rest of the weekend. I hope you have fun with whatever your plans are. I hope you get what you want. I hope you have a great Halloween. a lot of trick-or-treaters, little kids, I don't know, whatever, Halloween party, you know, all different kinds of stuff like that. Well, I'm going to try to end this. So, I'll see you guys later. Bye. Thought I was gone. And I'll see you tomorrow.